Hi everyone, welcome to Perek Kuf in Tehillim. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here with you today, teaching you this most magnificent Perek of Tehillim. Let me tell you, good things come in small sizes. It's bite size, but it's delicious. And I know that many of you are probably involved and in on this amazing movement where we say Mizmar Lasoda, we say this Perek, whenever something good happens over the course of our days. And those of you who are doing this, I'm sure you can attest that it is a life-changing experience. So I'm going to give you a little bit of history about how I got into doing this. And before I do any of this, though, I want to dedicate this class, Le'ilo Nishmas, Chaim David ben Avram Halevi. Thank you to the sponsor of this class. If you'd like to sponsor a Tehillim class and make it happen for everybody and use the schus of everybody's learning and growth for a family member, a friend, whatever it is, you could reach out to me, yalbertram@gmail.com. Okay, so it was a few years ago that I had a session on Zoom with my life coach. And I get on the session and I tell her about this big success that I experienced. And she said, wow, Yael, we've been working on that for so long. This is such a major breakthrough. She said, let's say Mizmar Lasoda. And she just broke out in this beautiful Perek and started saying it by heart, and the words were flowing off her tongue, and I was so taken by it. I was saying it along with her, and I felt so elevated by it. I felt the gratitude getting thickened and spreading into every cell of my body. It was such a powerful experience that I hung up with her, and I said, okay, I'm going to memorize this Perek too. I'm going to say it also. And since then, I've been saying it by heart. I say it anytime something good happens. It's been really life-changing. It just fills me up with joy. And it creates a virtuous cycle, because when we are feeling joyful and grateful, we become magnets to attract more joyful and grateful experiences to us. And then we want to say the Perek again. And then more good things come and we say the Perek again. And it connects us to Hashem like nothing else. I use this all the time. I say this Perek when I'm able to afford groceries, Baruch Hashem, and fill up my cart with food for my family. Wow, I don't take it for granted. I say this Perek when everybody finally gets out in the morning to yeshiva on time, to school on time. It's huge. It doesn't always happen these days that everyone's out on time. So when I finally get to sit down with my coffee, this is the Perek that I'm saying. Most recently, it was right before Purim, I had a great story. I was packing my shalach manos, you know, I wanted to put them in a box and put them in the corner of the dining room, and I couldn't find a box that was the right size. The box that I had was way too big, and I was just like noticing, oh, okay, like this is not really the right size box. I would love to have a box that was smaller so that it would be easier to put the stuff in the car on Purim. Anyways, literally, as I was packing the shalach manos into the bigger box, a package came to my door. And inside the package, it's a double win. I had an amazing shalach manos from one of my clients, which was very heartwarming. But more than that even, the box, I don't know more than that, but additionally, the box was the perfect size for my shalach manos. So the minute I needed it, the perfect size box showed up. And it's maybe this is something I would have normally in my life in the past, I would have taken this for granted. It seems so inconsequential. It's something that we would all take for granted. But because I'm saying Mizmar Lasoda, and because I'm working on my joy and my gratitude and what I focus on and what I notice and what I think about, it was a big deal to me, and I made a very big deal about it. Because hey, if Hashem is worrying about the size of the box for my shalach manos, about delivering it to me at the perfect moment that I need it, then for sure He's worrying and taking care about everything else I need as well, all the bigger yeshuos that I need in my life as well. So it's a very powerful tool to be able to get into the habit of looking for the good and saying this Perek. And that's what I want to teach you today. I want to teach you a very clear three-step technique that I use in my life, that I teach my coaching clients, that I reinforce over and over again in my workshops. A three-step technique that is going to help you focus on the good and feel joyful from it. And thus, you'll be attracting a lot more good into your life and having more and more reasons to say Mizmar Lasoda. And I think especially now, before Pesach, listen, Pesach's a beautiful yontif, family time, it's meaningful. But let's get real. Pesach could also present with many stresses. We have the stress of cooking and cleaning and issues with family dynamics, of everyone all of a sudden living under the same roof or being together so often. And, you know, any issue that's going on in your life, financial, anything, is magnified during this time of year. And so now more than ever, I think it's really appropriate to be talking about how to ground ourselves and center ourselves in a mindset of gratitude and put ourselves on the lookout for the good that's coming into our life so that we could be in a good mood, so that we could be besimcha, and so that we could all enjoy the Yontif in a calm, relaxed, happy, joyful, and grateful way. Okay, so, but really, any time of year, every single day of your life, this technique is important to implement. So I'm excited to start teaching it to you right now. Let's head into the Perek, Perek Kuf, Mizmar Lesoda. So we're saying a song for Thanksgiving. Now, it's the concept of being grateful doesn't come so naturally to us, and that's because we have a negativity bias. We're naturally prone to, but our default is that we focus on the negative, not because we're bad people, because we're good people, because we want to make sure that we're working on ourselves and we're growing and we're conquering whatever challenges we're going through so that we could create better lives for ourselves. So it's very challenging to be in a mindset of gratitude. It's something that we have to work on. It's a muscle that we have to exercise, and we have to know how to get ourselves there. You know, one thing that we have to understand is that for every challenge that we go through, yes, it makes it hard when you're dealing with challenges, and we're all dealing with so many things that are not exactly the way we want them to be. And because of that, it's hard to have the headspace. We're busy working on those things, so it's hard to have the headspace for looking at all the good things that are just going well. But for every pain, for every moment of pain or hardship or challenge that we go through, we have to recognize that at the same moment, there are a million things going right. There's way more going right in any given moment in your life than the things that are going wrong. Reb Avigdor Miller Zatzal was famous for these ideas, implanting these ideas inside of us to focus on the good, to enjoy the world, to be grateful. There's an amazing new book that I just got called Enjoy His World by Rabbi Yehuda Schoenfeld. And in this book, he quotes Reb Avigdor Miller Zatzal. And there's a beautiful excerpt that I just want to read to you. I think that especially women could really relate to the concept of loving our beds. There's something, I don't know about you, but there's something about women and loving the comfort of their own bed. I'm sure you hear people say all the time, like, I just want to be home in my bed, or finally I got home, I got into bed, I'm so comforted. Our beds are like the place where we go for comfort, and for, you know, to feel at home and to feel at ease and to feel good. So you're going to hopefully really relate to this. So Reb Avigdor Miller says, okay, he's quoted here in this book. He says, tonight you will put your head on your pillow and be wafted away into slumberland. Learn what a good thing it is to fall asleep. In some parts of the world, people don't have pillows or even beds. They sleep on the ground. Do you know how it feels to sleep on the hard ground? Try it. Sleep on the floor tonight. In the middle of the night, you'll get up with aching sides and say, Rabbi Miller was right. You must be grateful for a pillow. You must be grateful for a bed. You must be grateful for the fact that 10 other people are not sleeping in the room with you, which happens all over the world. You must be grateful for the fact that the room is clean and the bed is clean. You must be grateful that you're not afraid. Appreciate the fact that you could fall asleep. How many people go to drugstores to buy pills to help them sleep? And it doesn't even help. They toss all night and get up in the morning sick with headaches from lack of sleep. When you put your head on the pillow and fall asleep, you're rich. You're a millionaire. You have a Cadillac, a jet that immediately takes you off into the world of slumber, happy, healthy sleep. You must appreciate that. You must thank Hashem for everything people take for granted. So that really spoke to me, and it just shows how we take things for granted. We really take things for granted in our life, and the pasuk here tells us, "Hariu Lashem kol haaretz." We should be, the whole land should be, hariu is from the word trua, like a shofar blast. We should be so grateful. We should be so full of gratitude to Hashem for all the blessings and all the little tiny pleasures and joys and salvations that he brings to our life, that we should be like overflowing. It should be like a shofar blow. Like on Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar to coronate Hashem as our king. We should see every blessing in our life and see all the good and be so full of gratitude that we can't help but to just like let that out into a shofar blow. It should be bursting out of us, like the cry of a shofar, like re-coronating Hashem as king. Like, wow. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo'u lefanav b'renana. Okay, so ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Again, simcha is not something that comes naturally to most of us. It's something that we have to cultivate, like gratitude, right? It's something that needs work. We need to channel our thinking in a certain way to help us get there. If we switch around the letters of b'simcha, we see the word machshava, thought. It takes thought, it takes focus. Also, simcha, if we divide up the letters, it says sam moach. We have to set our minds. It requires work. It's an avoda to be grateful. It's an avoda to be happy. And already in the next pasuk, we're getting some assistance here. We're being given a mindset that's going to already start to help us get into this joyful place. De'u ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. Hu asanu velo anachnu. You should know that Hashem is God. He made us, and we are His. Lo anachnu, lo lamed vav. We belong to Him. Now, in life, when you put work into something, when you create something, when you invest in something, when something belongs to you, it becomes so beloved to you. You give your all to it. You give everything to it. It means the world to you. Think about your children or your business or your home or your marriage, right? Let's just take children for example. When you're introducing your children to someone, don't you hear yourself saying, yes, this is my Chani, this is my Miriam, this is my Davidel. We call them my because they belong to us. And because they belong to us, they're so precious to us. And because they're so precious to us, we have our finger constantly on the pulse of what's going on in their life. Where if they're not feeling well, we're waking up middle of the night to check their head, to give them Advil. If they went to school without their lunch, we're running over to drive over and deliver it to them. If they have a test to study for, we're opening up Shmuel Bays like me last night, not knowing what I was talking about, and we're cracking our teeth over Yoav and Avshalom. Whatever our children need, we have our finger on the pulse constantly. And yet, as a basar v'dam, as a human being with physical limitations, we can't always be there for them in every way. A few years ago, my daughter was complaining, Ma, I call you from school and you don't pick up the phone. What if I'm sick? What if I need you to pick me up from school? How come you don't answer the phone when I call you? I said, what are you talking about? I never got a phone call from you the whole year. She says, Ma, I call you all the time from school and you don't answer the phone. Finally, at the end of the year, after months of this, I look at my phone and I see that the school is blocked. The number of the school, for some reason, mistakenly got blocked on my phone. Now, I could care about my child. I want to do everything for her. But at the end of the day, I'm a human and I'm susceptible to glitches in technology and to all sorts of limitations that I have. And yet Hashem, as we see here, De'u, you should know about Hashem, the Melech Malachim Lachem, Ki Hu HaElokim. He's not so. He's not limited. He is all-knowing, omnipotent. He has all the resources that we need. He knows exactly what to give us and how to guide us and where to take us and what to do for us at every given second of our life. So this is already very comforting. When I say this parak, I feel very comforted by this knowledge and it already just saying these words. De'u ki Hashem hu Elokim, hu asanu velo anachnu, amo vitzon mariso. We're like his sheep, he's like our shepherd. It already puts me at ease and puts me in a calm state. Bo'u sha'arav besoda chatzirosav besihila. Enter his gates with gratitude, his courts with praise. So there's two types of lashonos, there's two ways here of referring to gratitude. There's toda and there's tehila. What's the difference? Rav Hirsch explains that tova is from the word vidoy, lehisvados, to admit, to recognize. Toda is the process of looking at my life and noticing and focusing on the good and recognizing it. And he says that when we get to this place of being able to see the good and recognize the good in our life, that leads to the other form of gratitude here, which is called tehillah. That leads to a place of feeling hallel. Tehillah is from the word hallel, praise. It's like this joy and gratitude that spontaneously flows out of me from the happiness that I'm feeling from all the good that I have. So when I'm focusing on what is the good, where is it, recognize it, see it, admit it, notice it, then I naturally go into a place of tehillah where I'm walking around with a smile on my face and a praise to Hashem on my tongue. Now, bo sha'arav, let's look at the shar and the chatzar. Come into the shar. The shar is referring to the gate of the Temple Mount. Before you get to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to go through the shar. And then the chatzerosav is the courtyard. So just as we have to, it's like a mashal here, just as we have to go first, if I want to get to the Beis HaMikdash, to the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, I have to first go through the gate of the Temple Mount. I have to go through the shar, then I get to the chatzer. In a similar way, if I want to get to the tehillah, I have to go through the todah. If I want to feel happy and joyful and just naturally be praising Hashem, I have to put in the effort of where is the good in my life and noticing it. So it says, Bo sha'arav besoda. When we start off at the gate with that idea of let me look for the good and recognize and acknowledge the good, then chatzerosav besihila, we arrive at the courtyard with a sense of this uplifting gratitude that naturally comes forth from me. But like we said, life is full of challenges. We're busy dealing with those challenges. And it's not easy to keep seeing the good and to live with that gratitude. So how do we do this on a very practical level? So here's where I'm going to start giving you my three-step process. But the first step is a step that we're going to understand and we're going to learn about if we go back to the first pasuk in this perek. The first pasuk says, Hariu Lashem Kal Aretz. Everyone should take out a shofar. The whole land should see the good of Hashem and take out a shofar and blow it. Now, what is this teaching us here about what our first step should be? So, if you look at a shofar, the part that you put into your mouth is very narrow. And then, as you blow through it, it gets wider and wider and more expanded. And what's the significance of that? The significance is that we say in Tehillim, Min ha-meitzar karasika, we call out to Hashem from our narrow space, that's the part that goes in your mouth. When we're feeling constricted, afraid, lonely, sad, depressed, whatever it is, we call out to Hashem, Anani va-merchavka, but Hashem answers us from a place of expansion, broadness, width, harchava, Shefa, Hashem answers us in abundance and he delivers us everything that we need in abundance. And so that's what the shofar is symbolizing, that I'm blowing and I'm expressing myself and my pain and whatever I want and my desires to Hashem through that narrow space. But then since I'm sending it up to him, it gets wider because when Hashem answers me, it's through a place of width and ravchus and shefa. And it's from this concept of a shofar that we really could learn about step number one. Step number one is start from your meitzar. What areas of your life are you feeling constriction in? Where are you feeling the narrowness, the pain, the struggle, the challenge? In that space, express your pain to Hashem. And that's what the shofar is. The shofar is our neshama's crying out, but it's also expressing a desire to connect, a desire to do tshuva. So in those moments of constriction, express yourself to Hashem, but don't forget also, and this is really step one, express what your desire is. Express what you do want in that moment of pain. What do you want instead? Replace the recording of all the pain and struggle and negativity and put in a desire. Flip around your pain to a request, to an expression of what you want. That's step one. That's the first step in this process of becoming more grateful and joyful. Take any negative emotion, feeling, concern, whatever it is, and flip it around to, what do I yes want? I'm worried about my child who's struggling. I want them to become their best self. I'm struggling in my marriage. I want peace, love, and connection. I don't have a social life. I want connection and belonging and a chevra of friends. I don't have parnasa. I want financial freedom and abundance. Whatever it is that you don't have, turn it around and say, Hashem, this is what I yes want. In the positive, say, we're not used to that. When we're dealing with a struggle, we're so used to saying it over and over in our minds in the negative way. Turn it around to the positive. Express your desire like that shofar blow. Like, I want to do tshuva. I want to connect to you. Yeah. So blow your shofar from those places of meitzar, from those narrow places. Because when you do that, you're going to get that merchav. It gets wider at the end. Hashem is then going to come in and have so many infinite ways of delivering you your Yeshua and everything that you want and need. And then step two is going back to this pasuk of Bo Sharav Besoda Chatzirosa Besihila. Step two is, let's first we remember, before we get into the courtyard, we got to go through the gate. Before we get to the tehila of that joy and that uplifting feeling, we have to do the toda. We have to do the searching, the recognizing, the admitting. What is it that I have that's good? So the second step, step two, after you said your request in the positive way, step two is going to be, okay, so now let's do some admitting. Let's do some recognizing. Now let's start focusing on, where do I already have that thing in my life? Maybe I want greater physical health. Where do I already have it? Well, my fridge is full of healthy food. And yesterday I felt compelled to going to take a walk. And you know what? I started doing more yoga lately. And you know what? When I went to the doctor a few weeks ago, I got a good basura. Like, where do I already have the good health? So think in your head. Start thinking. Let those wheels turn. Asali called Sarki means you already have everything that you need. You already have it. So where do I have it? I may not have it in the specific form that I want it right now, but I do have it. So start reminding yourself, where do I have it? Hey, I want a better social life. You know what? Last night I spoke to my friend from high school and we had such a good schmooze and we said we're going to meet for coffee next week. You know what? I just moved into this new neighborhood. Who knows who lives in the houses next door to me? I can't wait to meet them. Start thinking about letting those wheels turn and bringing up where do I already have those things that I'm wanting in my life? Even just two or three things, just to build your trust that more and more evidence of what you want is on the way. Because whatever desire you put out there in the world, Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh, Hashem is always attending, being there to listen to and to honor our desires in the best way for us. So then, what you come up with a few things, and part of this step of Toda, of recognizing the good, is also deciding that going forward, I'm going to be looking for more of this good thing. I'm going to be looking for more of where I already have this good health and this good parnasa and this shalom bayis and this nachas for my children. I'm going to be on the lookout, Hashem, because I know I already have it, and I know now you're going to deliver even more of it as I open up my bitachon and my trust that more is going to come. So that's step two. So step, again, let's chazer. Step one is the trua, the shofar blow. You're in that pain, you're in that painful moment, there's your signal. Blow your shofar, give it over to Hashem. First start out expressing your pain or whatever it is, but then get to a place where you're able to ask, turn it around, turn the negative to the positive. What do I yes want instead of this negative thing? Step two is, where do I already have it in my life and committing to looking for it going forward? And step three is seeing it, noticing it, saying that Mezmar Lasoda, writing down your about, you know, having a place where you write a list of evidence of all the Yeshuas that come to you and really thickening the gratitude inside of yourself for whatever is coming your way. I just want to tell you, you know, a recent experience I had with this. It was Friday night, this past Friday night, and I was walking alone I had to go somewhere, and I was walking, and after the Shabbos meal, and there's something about walking, first of all, just like, it's very soothing, and something about it just like stirs things up in you, and I always use my walks when I'm on my own walking, when I'm walking alone, I just use the opportunity to like clear out the file cabinets in my head. So that's what I was doing. and I was walking, and a couple of different things that I don't like about my life came to mind. Some things that I want to work on, that I want to improve. So it was like three or four things came to mind. And as each one of those things came to mind, Baruch Hashem, I had this tool to be able to do this. It really lifted up my whole Shabbos. As each thing came to mind, I flipped each one around into a request. I took out my shofar and I blew that desire request up to Hashem. So I took each negative thing that I didn't like and I flipped it around and I said, Hashem, please give me the opposite of that. So let's just make up an example. Let's say I wanted a better social life. I flipped it around and I said, Hashem, please deliver me a sense of connection, companionship, support, belonging from a social circle. And then I did exactly what I told you to do here. I said, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I already have this in many ways. I have all these family members who live near me, who give me so much support. I have this, I have that, right? I started even for a couple of seconds, bring to mind all those things that you already have. And then I said, and going forward, I know, and I always say, I'm in the process of attracting more of this, a better and better social life. So I flipped it around, and you could ask Hashem for it, you could say I'm in the process of it, however you want to express it, in a positive, trusting way. And then, so I did that with like three or four things. By the end of Shabbos, I got unbelievable evidence of each one of those things already manifesting and coming into my life. It was unbelievable, and it just made me feel so connected, so full of emunah, so joyful. It put me in a whole different sphere. And of course, when we're in that amazing place, it resonates, you know, it radiates out onto everybody around us. So that's my three-step process. Let's look at the next pasuk, Ki tov Hashem li'olam chasdo. Hashem's kindness is forever. For Hashem is good, His steadfast kindness is eternal, as it says in the English Tehillim. So, but like, again, His kindness is eternal. It's la'olam, but la'olam, if we look at the word, we get the word ne'elam, which means hidden. That's the root of it, ne'elam, hidden. Yes, Hashem's kindness is la'olam, it's forever, but it's also ne'elam, it's also hidden, and it's not always easy to see. Maybe it's something that comes into our life looks bad to us. Really, it's all chesed, but often things don't look good to us, or it does look good to us, but there's so many other things in our life that are distracting us from focusing on things that are looking good. So the kindness of Hashem is hidden, and that's why there's such an important need to have a really doable, usable, practical, effective technique in order to help ground and center us in our gratitude for all the chesed. Va'adar va'adar emunah. So, and His faithfulness lasts throughout history for all generations. There's a great mashal that I saw of an employee who works for a really generous boss. But the thing is, when the boss dies, the boss's son, who's stingy and small-minded, he takes over the business. And he can easily end up firing this employee. So we have to realize that a human, when we as humans rely on other humans for kindness, we have to worry, right? What if that person dies? What if that person decides they don't want to help us anymore? They're no longer there for us anymore. But Hashem has a whole different story. His kindness is unique in that it lasts dar v'dar, from generation to generation. He never gives us over into anybody's hands. He's always taking the best care of us. This is a very uplifting perek. While you're saying it, you could really feel it carrying you and soothing you and calming you. So I suggest that you memorize it and that you keep it in your pocket, because the more you say it, the more you're going to say it, right? The more good you notice, the more good things are going to keep coming your way. And how do we notice the good? By setting ourselves up to make that deliberate request that we're going to focus on and see how it's being resolved and how it's coming into our life, how the resolution is coming into our life. That's the essence of our emunah. This is the foundation of our relationship with Hashem. Asking, noticing, and thanking. Asking Him for things, noticing those things being delivered to us in even the smallest ways, and then feeling the gratitude for it. That's the foundation of it all. And if we go into Pesach with this three-step process of blowing our shofar, putting out our request in the positive, seeing it coming into our life and thickening and recording it and putting a lot of focus and energy on the good, wow, you can't compare life when you're using this tool and life when you're not. So listen, we all need a lot of things going into Yontif. We're going to need ease, convenience, peace in our homes, wholesome family moments that we all want and crave and yearn for. We want to feel supported. We need financial abundance for all the expenses that are coming our way. So pick one or two things that you really, really want. That if I had those things, everything would just be so much easier for me. And blow your shofar on it. Express it. Give it over as a desire to Hashem. See where you already have it a little bit. Build up your trust. And commit to focusing, to putting a laser focus on those things coming to you, on those things that you want. And in that way, you're channeling your machshava, you're putting your moach, some moach, remember, you're setting your mind to being very focused on what you do want to see, which is going to then bring in more and more and magnetize more and more blessings to you. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here to listen. If you're interested in finding out more about what I have to offer, you can go to my website, yaalbertram.com, to find out about my private coaching, my group workshops that are Be'ezras Hashem starting again after Pesach. If you do this work and you start strengthening your muscle of gratitude and you do this three-step process, please let me know about it and I'll give you a special discount on any of my services. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day.